This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is March 2nd, and on this date in 1903, the Martha Washington Hotel opened in New York City, the first of its kind to provide lodging exclusively for professional women. As the 1900s ushered in a new era of luxury hotels due to the area's growth in the entertainment and retail districts, the new hotel was sponsored and developed by the Women's Hotel Company. And grandiose it was, complete with a library and amenities right up a woman's alley in those days, a drugstore, ladies' tailor shop, a manicurist, and a ladies' shoe polishing parlor. In case you were wondering, the hotel still exists, but today it is the Redbury New York Hotel. And on this date, a year later, in 1904, one of the most influential children's authors of all time was born, Theodore Seuss Geisel, or as many know him today as Dr. Seuss, would come to be known by the 48 books he would later write, with titles such as The Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham, and the holiday classic The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, with off-the-wall character names such as Sam I Am and Cindy Lou Who. His first book, titled And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street, was actually passed on by over 20 publishers before making it into print in 1937. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.